didn't look like me. The baby that she had didn't look like me. The baby that she had didn't look like me. I was dealing with this girl that I used to go with. She wrote me a letter telling me that I got her pregnant. For some reason I thought it was true, so I went through all the things a man with a child's supposed to go through. We broke up 6 months ago and now she's having a baby. I'm hoping it's a boy so I can name Solo. I called her on the phone, her mom knew, I told her to mind her business. That's when she told me that her daughter wasn't home. I walked to a crib, knocked on the door. Her sister said she wasn't feeling well but asked me could I walk her to the store. She came to the door, then a pause. She started arguing with me, asking me what was I standing there for. Her stomach was bigger than I expected, and the worst thing I could do now was make my ex-girl feel neglected. I broke the ice and said, "Ma, how small we are." She showed me some books she got from the doctors on the stuff they call Lamar's. We got back together, I was the father to be, but the baby that she had didn't look nothing like me. I should've knew in the beginning that something was wrong, and all the guys who went through this, you know the name of the song.
Show me where you're coming from.
You know the kid's not my. A lot of men who've been through this before, just because the girl says she's having your baby doesn't always mean it's yours.
Show me where you're coming from.
You know the kid's not my. A lot of men who've been through this before, just because the girl she's having your baby doesn't always mean it's yours. Maybe it was a sister one day acting out and pretty, cause the man wants some tickets in this place in Atlantic City. My girl, she called me on the phone, wanted me to meet the one to take her there. But yo, I said I wanna stay home and started the biggest argument. I said, "Hey girl, hold up." She said that it is over, and then she hung her phone up. 8 months down the road, I never did know that Ray gave his other extra tickets to his friends so James can go. James and my girl hit it right off. They stayed in the same room in Atlantic City from morning night to noon. When she came back from a trip, she got sick. She went to the doctor, he said she's pregnant. Then she told her sister, and her sister told Ray, and they told James, and they was all surprised to hear what he had to say. James replied, "You're telling a lie, I just met you." He hung up and said, "The baby's not mine." That's why they said he didn't want to be bothered. So she wrote me a love letter saying, "I'm the baby's father. I knew in the beginning that something was wrong, and all the guys that went to this, you know the name of my song.
Show me where you're coming from.
You know the kid's not mine." A lot of men who've been through this before, just because the girl she's having your baby doesn't always mean it's yours.
Show me where you're coming from.
You know the kid's not my. A lot of men who've been through this before, just because the girl she's having your baby won't always mean it's yours. I even got a job at Burger King, cause I wanted her and me and the baby to have nice things. I moved in her apartment. It must have been love then, cause I could tell that's where my heart went. For some reason her mom was being real nice to me, cause now she knew I was a big part of her family. Driving me around in a caddy, telling the whole world her daughter's pregnant by me and I'm the baby's daddy. We went to Lamar's Friday, Saturday and Sunday. I took the early bus home so I can go to work on Monday. When I got on my side in the chat with my girl for hours, signing some invitation just so she can have a baby shower. Her family members came and gave her gifts. Her mom's put her seat in the living room so she can open the gifts. The toys that she got was cool, but the clothes wasn't enough, leaving me and Burger King to buy the big stuff. I bought the Pampers, socks, bottles, shoes, cause all those things the baby's father's supposed to do, I should've knew in the beginning that something was wrong, and all the guys that went to this, you know the name of the song.
Show me where you're coming from.
You know the kid's not my. A lot of men who've been through this before, just because the girl she's having your baby don't always mean it's yours.
Show me where you're coming from.
You know the kid's not my. A lot of men who've been through this before, just because the girl says she's having your baby doesn't always mean it's yours. When she gave birth to the child in the hospital, I got a ride there by my man Sam, all Kim and Ricky Kittles. When I got there, my face was covered with Joe, when the doctor said, "Mr. Madison, you had a proper baby boy." I jumped up, screamed, yelled terrific. The nurse put a pen in my hand so I could sign my last name on his birth certificate. That's when I felt like a man. They put the baby that didn't look like me in the palm of my hand. He didn't have my eyes, my nose, my face, or my complexion. I kissed them both and showed them both affection. That's when I told my girl, went in them Kevin. That's when her mom's Ray James, her sister, walked in. Nobody said nothing, my girl stood there by the crib while James was looking at himself in the mirror and looking at my kid. That's when she got up and slammed the door. I grabbed him by his neck and asked him, "What was he looking at my son like that for?" He said, "I had sex with that girl there in Atlantic City. I'm sure that y'all gonna all see the child looks like me." I said to myself, "You, the baby's father, though we have the same shirt, same face, same eyes, and ring around the collar." My girl tried to explain, he ran to get the last name changed, but I was too busy then trying to hide the pain. I wanted to punch, fight, scream, kick, holler, but then it all just hit me. "You're not the baby's father." I knew in the beginning that something was wrong, and all the guys that went to this, you know the name of the song. I know a lot of men who've been through this before, just because the girl she's having your baby don't always mean it's yours.
Show me where you're coming from.
You knew the kid wasn't my. A lot of men who've been through this before. Just because the girl says she's having your baby doesn't always mean it's yours. Yeah. You knew the kid's not my. A lot of men who've been through this before. Just because the girl says she's having your baby don't always mean it's yours. And this goes out to guys who never been through this before. Just because the girl's having your baby doesn't always mean it's yours.